News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT proudly presents America's Coolest Conservative. Well, proudly could be stretching it a bit. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show.
Woo! It's Friday night, and we are ready to blaze. We have so much stuff on this show, you're going to think I'm a professional by the end of it. But don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody that I know what I'm doing. I don't want to ruin my reputation. 704-570-1110. Call it. Text it. We welcome all communication with you, our valued listener. The WBT text lines driven by Liberty Buick GMC. And I guess I can finish telling the producer bros here the story about walking in on Britney Spears while she was on the toilet. Okay, it started. Listen, I'm not going to do a bunch of bad humor here, but there are multiple restrooms in this building. When I come in from my long drive from Lake Norman all the way into the big dangerous city of Charlotte, you know, I'm drinking a lot of water because I'm on the PhD weight loss program, trying to get my water in there, all of that. So I got to go to the bathroom. Now, every bathroom that I try when I get here is locked, meaning somebody is in there, and they've been in there a while, to the point where I've had to ask, do they just lock those bathrooms downstairs? Because once they get them clean for going in there, and the producer bros said, no, somebody's in there. So then there are two bathrooms on this, like two sets and women's on this floor of the building. I had to go before the show started, and all of them occupied and locked. Here's the mystery. I don't ever see anybody up here this time of night. Who could even be in there? I see, when I come in the building, I see Breaking Bread Jensen. I see both producer, Lonnie Ray and Isaac. I don't see anybody else. Occasionally, I'll see those sweet women's doing the news and the traffic. Pam the Jam and Anna. I'll see them. And I know it's not them because I see them. They're here. They're in the hall. They're in their studios and stuff. So that's what we were talking about. It's a mystery to me how every bathroom, men's and women's, are always locked up. So then Isaac said that one day some guy that works for the TV station down the hall didn't lock the bathroom, and he walked in on him. And the guy was like, hey, somebody's in here. So that's where I don't just run around going, hey, did I ever tell you about that time we walked in on Britney Spears on the toilet? So that's what brought it up. So here's the thing. Britney Spears had a new album coming out. Obviously, this was years ago. It's when she was super, super popular. And the record company, her record label, was doing radio interviews to talk about the upcoming album. It was supposed to be released later, the next week, maybe. And she was only doing three shows. And the Ace and TJ show, that was my show, we were one of the three. But the thing was, is that we had to fly to New York and do it at a studio there at this big radio station called Z100. Because that's where she was going, because one of the interviews was with a New York show, one was with a Dallas show, and then one was with the Ace and TJ show. So the Dallas show and the Charlotte show obviously had to fly in. So we go in, we take our whole show with us, because we're going to stay and do the show from New York that Monday, which this happened on a Saturday night. So Brittany's just roaming around the building, and our producer at the time, the real cranky guy, and it was, you know, part of his deal on the air. Everybody knew that he was cranky and stuff. So we're having fun. We're like, oh, man, this is so cool. We're in famous E100. We're about to interview Britney Spears. And, you know, we're going to have fun with that because she's from Louisiana. We're from Louisiana. And da-da-da-da-da. And our producer, Pete, walked into the bathroom down from the studio because he had to use the bathroom, number one. Meaning not there's not going to be a number two. Like, one, he had to use the bathroom, and two, he had to do number one. That's what I mean. So he opens the door, and Britney Spears is on the toilet. And she screams out, "Hey, somebody's in here." And he looks her dead in the eye, sitting on the toilet, and cusses her. "Well, lock, 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 door." Wham, and slams the door. Not caring is Britney Spears or anybody else, just lock the door, blah, 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 slamming the door. I said, who are you yelling at? He goes, "Britney Spears was in the bathroom and didn't lock the door, and I walked in on her." Like, oh. Now we're freaking out that they're going to kick us the building and all because he yelled at Britney. And then we had to go interview her. So it was really awkward. So that's my non-perverted but could sound perverted story about walking in on Britney Spears in the toilet.
Did it come up during the interview or no. Like in between?
No.
Just act like it never happened.
Yeah, back to at that point. But then we talked about it on the show a lot. Because, you know? Like, I mean, that was the most exciting thing that happened. Because the interview wasn't that great. I mean, I always realize that when musicians are talking about their upcoming albums and all that. They're not really uncovering anything, or you're not going to uncover anything that entertaining about it. So we didn't do it a lot. But I mean, they say, "Hey, we're going to fly you to New York to interview Britney Spears. You go do that, you know? Fly me to Britney Spears right now so I can help her. She needs some counseling." If you follow Britney Spears on Instagram, you know she needs somebody's arms need to be wrapped around her. Comfort her and get her some help. I'm serious. Poor Brittany. Now, I would offer to house her in my TJ's home for wayward libs, but she wouldn't be, you know, that wouldn't be what she needed. She just needs her whole set of counseling.
Brittany still has that that Federline effect, so, you know, that's probably what's going on. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. She's slipping. That's for sure. For sure. All right. So that wasn't part of the professional sounding stuff that I talked about in the beginning at the top of the show. We'll get into all of that stuff next. Thank you so much for being here, all 11 of you. And we got a big, big show on the way. Hang on.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show is coming up.
Hey, it's TJ, and the TJ Ritchie Show will be a multi-touch marketing option for all the cool businesses in town. I have no idea what that means. That was written by our business department, obviously, for me to read. If you're a cool business, I guess you know what it means. So go to TJRitchie.com and find out more.
He's America's coolest conservative. Welcome to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Oh, so glad with you tonight. Hope you are glad to be with me. If not, don't tell me because that'll hurt my feelings. All right. One of the reasons that I'm so excited tonight is because of this bombshell of a story that has dropped about President Obama and his cohorts being the ones to fuel and guide and design the entire, as Trump calls it, Russia, Russia, Russia. Now, for a long time, you know, during the campaign, I was really hoping that President Trump would stop calling it Russia, 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 because because he calls it that, and he knows that that's what it is, that what it is what he calls Russia, Russia, Russia. A lot of the new voters that would be voting for him didn't. So he should have explained it more, because this is one of the biggest scandals in the history of our country. And I can think right now, because of, let's see, there was another scandal with the Obama administration. I forgot what they called it, but it was where they were trafficking guns across into Mexico, and then they were making their way back into the United States by design. The Obama administration set that up as an anti-Second Amendment, some propaganda for getting rid of the Second Amendment. That was a huge scandal. This Russia hoax is a huge scandal. The Biden auto pin, and then by covering Biden's dementia, that ranks right up there with some of the, you know, the biggest scandals that our country has ever seen. I mean, and the reason I'm excited about this is they're, you know, Tulsi Gabbard has released all these documents that are pretty much proof that Obama and his administration orchestrated the entire effort to make it seem like Donald Trump was being, like the election was being tampered with by Russia, and that they were using the internet to interfere in our election to get Donald Trump elected. And then they spent his entire, pretty much his entire first term hamstringing him with this hoax, with this scam. James Comey was involved. Clapper. Just, I mean, all of these just rotten Democrats. Now, here is why I'm excited, because there are a lot of these things, since I'm not an intellectual and I don't have, you know, a lot of education in political science and history and those types of things, I have to just judge things as I see them. And when the Russia thing happened, I knew where it came from. I knew that it was Obama orchestrating that. This was after President Trump was elected. He was the president-elect. They went in and falsified memos and documents and all kinds of stuff to make it seem like that this was a legitimate situation. Fast and Furious. That's right. That's what the thing was called. Thank you. We had a caller. I knew somebody would help me out on that. One of the 11. Fast and Furious was that gun running scam that Obama did. But then I just knew this. And I said at the time, this is not true. This is Democrats' work. Because I may not know the ins and outs of how the intelligence organizations run in the government and all of that, but I do know Democrats. That I know. Democrats. So I'm just glad that this is coming out, and I'm not the one who's known this all along, but I'm glad that it's coming out now and people can really see. Now, I'm going to tell you something else that I said to my wife as soon as the news broke on TV and they went live to the January 6th riots. I said, this was started by them. Our people don't do this. Our people don't do this on their own, just all of a sudden say, we're going to storm the Capitol, we're going to break things and we're going to destroy things and all of that. Somebody on the inside planned this and orchestrated it undercover. And you can ask her, I said that. This is not what we do. This is not our side that would normally, saying that people on our side and do some things they shouldn't have done. But I think that someday we're going to find out for sure that January 6th was done by plants and it was orchestrated and planned the whole time to give the Democrats something to hold against Trump forever. But this, I mean, I want to see these people go to jail. If this is proven the way that I'm pretty sure that it will be, they need to go to jail. Now, the Democrats have already laid the foundation over and over and over because this is how they do things. They will attack somebody unconstitutionally. They'll lie. They'll do whatever they have to do, cheat, like they've done with Trump about having him arrested and charging him with things and that he didn't do, and having these corrupt judges find him, you know, guilty and violate his attorney-client privilege, all of the stuff that they've done to Trump to try to get him out of the way. Then when he was running for president again, all of them would say, he is the type of person, he's going to jail his opponents. He's going to jail his political opponents because they know that what they were doing was illegal. Whatever they've done, the Democrats, has been illegal for the most part. And all he has to do and enforce the law, then they can point and go, he's just putting us in jail because we're his political opponents and da, 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 da. But you know what? More and more people are hip to that now. They know. And the Democrats are scratching and clawing and trying to get something going. And maybe that's why all of a sudden President Obama has been showing up and giving speeches and being on his wife's horrific podcast and doing little funny things as a couple, her social media, playing little, you know, it's almost like they've done TikTok dances together. They were doing is which one is more this? And then they're pointing to each other and all, acting like they love each other. You know, a lot like when Bill and Hillary were out there on that beach in the Virgin Islands, singing to no music, you know, during the Monica Lewinsky thing, acting like they were so in love and all of that. I think that's what Michelle and Barry were doing. But this is great, and we can't let up. We cannot let them let up. Because every Democrat politician that needs to be dealt with should be dealt with. Yeah, well, I'm the same way, too, about Republicans who, you know, if you're breaking the law and doing something like that, then, yeah, you should be dealt with as well. But it doesn't happen. It rarely happens where a Republican does something along the lines of this. Whew, this is big time. All right, so it is Friday, and night is about to fall in the Queen City. So we need to keep this energy up high. Oh, yeah. We have a lot to celebrate tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And I'll try to name something that we need to celebrate coming up next.
The TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to tjritchie.com, and that will get you there.
Radio, podcasts, and cool social media content. Get all the TJ you can handle at WBT.com/TJ. Now, back to the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Oh, man. Thank you to all of the people texting up in here, sending the nice messages. I really appreciate that. Let's see. There was one. Oh, I recognize this area code when it came in on the text, and I was like, wait a minute, let me see about that. And sure enough, it says, listener 12 here, appreciate your show, listening from Florence, Alabama. You're nationwide, my man, keep on keeping on. You used to live in that area on work, WZYP out of Huntsville, and Florence was part of our market there. Them's is good people. They really good people. All right. So, Isaac, what were you asking about during the break then? Did you say we need to do we haven't done?
Oh, you know what I was talking about.
What?
Come on now.
What?
Come on.
Just say it. Oh. Okay, you're right. We haven't done this in a while.
Bright lights.
Mm-hmm. So, everybody getting ready for the weekend. This is our weekend song. Play a little bit of it. Get you in the mood. Get your groove going. Just a little swinging from here to there. Let's go now. You're moving. You gotta feel it. Don't put both hands in the air if you're driving. Just one. All right, here we go. Get up.
Familiar feeling that Friday's famous fall. Yeah, I'm looking for some action, and it's out there somewhere. You can feel the electricity all in the evening air. And it may just be more of the same.
Lonnie Ray's dancing in the hall.
But sometimes I wanna go where everyone knows your name.
Oh, that's all right.
So I guess I'll have to wait and see. But I'm just gonna let something brand new happen to me.
All right, let's hear it.
And it's all right.
Isaac, good. Glad you reminded us of that.
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm feeling good. Lonnie was actually dancing in the hall. Is that the most strenuous exercise you've had in a while?
I had to take a second to get my breath back. Now I'm all right. No.
I would give you anything if they could have seen those dance moves. He just broke out right there in the hallway.
You better check your heart rate.
His wife's getting an alert from his Apple Watch.
Two fingers on the neck right here and time it. Old school way. All right, so Breaking Brett Jensen had a big interview on his show tonight. He's on from 6 to 7 every weekday. And he was talking to a city council member named Luana Mayfield. And again, I don't know. I'm just now learning about these things because I live at Lake Norman in Mooresville, so I'm not really up to date on the ins and outs of Charlotte politics as much as I'm going to be, you know, now that I'm volunteering to do this job. If I'm going to do it, I need to know about all of it. That it's not good. I do know that there are too many Democrats running things. Even if there's one Democrat, that's too many. Too many! But this lady was talking about the change in the city of Charlotte since she has been here. And it just kind of stuck out to me because I want to make a point about it. But this is what she told Brett in his interview with her.
We are an extremely diverse city. When I moved to Charlotte in 1988, Charlotte was very black and white and we were very segregated. That is not the case in 2025. We have festivals representing and supporting our Indian community, supporting our Caribbean community. We have a number of immigrants that are in our community that have given tremendous attributes and contributions to our city and to our tax base.
What is it with Democrats say on every level that the only thing positive that they seem to be able to talk about in America is people who aren't from America? Now, I have nothing against immigrants at all. And if all of the people she's talking about are immigrants, that's great. But immigrants, and then I use the term immigrant because that's the legal term. If you're in the country legally, you're an immigrant. So you don't have to say legal immigrant because there's no such thing as an illegal immigrant in our laws. It's illegal alien. If a person is in the country illegally from another country, they're called an illegal alien. If they're legal, they're called an immigrant. Okay. Now, if you're an immigrant and you have assimilated and you think America is great and you have allegiance to America, that is one of the most beautiful things that our system has. But if you're not, if you're a legal immigrant or just an immigrant and you don't want to assimilate, and all you do is run around talking about how great your culture is that you brought with you, that's what I don't get. I don't understand. But, you know, it's almost like the Democrats' motto today on every level of government is an illegal alien is a great American. You know? And even if they're not talking about illegal aliens, they're just talking about people who, you know, a Democrat always loves for another culture to take over. You know, we should pay allegiance to that culture, their culture. Why should they have to speak English when they come here? Well, because we speak English in this country. A lot of times they don't realize they're doing a disservice to the immigrant by not saying that they should learn to speak English and assimilate. Think about that. Think about how much more successful immigrants are when they come in and they assimilate into the American culture and speak English. It's not hard to look and see. But I don't know whether 1988, when she got here, was the last year that Charlotte was segregated or what. But when I got here in, like, probably 10 years later, 98, it was wasn't any kind of segregation or anything like that that I noticed. So it must have cleared up within those 10 years. I don't know. I'm just saying, when you spend so much time telling people from other countries that they should be bringing their culture to America, then you're watering down and taking away from America's culture. And that's not good in any way. But then again, Democrats don't do what's good. So that's the overall problem that we're looking at here, is that Democrats are looking at things always the wrong way. All right, we're going to take a break, then we'll get to something else. Hang on.
It's TJ Ritchie, identifying liberalism and mocking it relentlessly. This is the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
Welcome back. Welcome back. America's coolest conservative. Remember, if you're not scared, you'll get one of those America's coolest conservative t-shirts and wear it proudly. You can see them. Just go look at them if you, you know, do some window shopping if you want to. Go to tjritchie.com and there's a big banner ad up there where you can order. Just got my name on the very back, on the back at the very top. So you can wear it like you're America's coolest conservative. It's really cool looking. And top quality, too. It's not an old cheapo, you know, creepo t-shirt. It's none of that Temu mess. This is the real deal from a company right here in Charlotte. So, but if you're scared, I get it. I get it. You're still one of those conservatives that you're scared.
If you're scared, fine. So you're scared.
Yeah. So, a little lighthearted thing here. One of my favorite comedians is, his name is Colin Quinn, and he has been, you know, a famous comedian, I know, at least since the 80s, because the first time I ever saw him, he was doing a college tour, and he came to my college, Louisiana Tech University. And then he was on MTV for a while. He was co-host of a show called Remote Control. It was a TV trivia that was cool. He was on Saturday Night Live for many years. But anyway, he does a lot of his comedy around politics and the history of the United States. He's a historian. And I just found this to be humorous. He's not a conservative by any means, but he's also not a crazy liberal. But this clip is just his interpretation of what the difference between Democrats and Republicans is. Listen.
Two parties that see the country totally differently. The right sees only the positive, the left sees only the negative. Right sees this country like they're at a high school football game in the stands, cheering, USA, USA, we're number one. And the left sees it like they're at an ICU unit. I'm sorry, there's nothing we can do. America is terminally racist and fatally patriarchal. It's hopeless.
And it is. That's exactly the way it is. Democrats just, it would probably kill them to say something that's great about this country. Today's Democrats, I mean. And speaking of, this is a so-called comedian. He hasn't been a comedian for a long time, but Stephen Colbert, originally pronounced Colbert. I think he changed it for show business. He's from South Carolina. He has a sister in politics in South Carolina, and of course she's a big lib. I'm pretty sure. Well, his show was canceled by CBS, and he took over the Late Show from David Letterman. And David Letterman, you know, he started showing his true colors as well. As a liberal toward the end, and he just became grouchy, and you know, he was one of the coolest TV personalities ever, and then he just became an old, you know, just a grouchy old lib, and then they replaced him with Stephen Colbert, and he announced on his show last night that his show was being canceled at the end of his contract. It was made in May 26th, I think. Next year, maybe. But, you know, it's not supposed to be a political show. Those late night talk shows only have become political over the past 10 to 15 years. And you can tell how political the show is, and that's its only purpose now, because of all of the Communocrats in Washington that have spoken out against Paramount, CBS, for canceling his show. Now, they're not just saying we're parting ways with Stephen at the end of his contract. They're canceling the whole show. The show that has been on the air since the 90s, The Late Show. First with David Letterman, then with Stephen Colbert. So they're canceling the whole show. You know, that's like, you're such a bad football player that instead of just cutting you from the team, they completely dissolve the team. There's no more football in this city because you were that bad. Oh, and the, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, who used to be cool, hasn't been in a long time. He's just a Democrat hack. He took to the Twitters, the X, and he is very eloquent, you know. Love you, Stephen. Now, this is his competition. Love you, Stephen. Blank you, CBS, and all of your Sheldons. As if to say, you know, you've got all these shows about Sheldon from Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon, and then now there's a spinoff from Young Sheldon called Georgie and Mandy and Georgie's First Marriage or something. So Kimmel's making remarks about that. How droll, Jimmy. How droll. But it comes down to this. CBS says it's a financial decision. because I think Stephen Colbert makes about $40 million a year. I think I read that somewhere. But they haven't done ratings on that show worth anything in a long, long time. So it can't be strictly a financial situation. And it wasn't long ago that Stephen Colbert criticized his bosses because Donald Trump's suing them for something that they did during the campaign on 60 Minutes. And they decided to settle with Donald Trump for $16 million. Colbert comes out, slams them, his bosses, for that. Now, from what I understand, TV executives have even bigger egos than TV hosts do. And I don't blame them. If one of my employees took to the social media and just started talking about how he is disappointed in me and making fun of me for some business decision that I made, talking trash, I would say, okay, you know what? Your services are no longer needed here. But if that's the reason, I guess he's just got an ironclad contract because, you know, contracts all come with stipulations. You know, we in the legal profession call it just cause. You know, and I have that. Every employee of mine that has a contract, we have, you know, a lot of exceptions, you know, with just cause. But the main one is just cause I don't want to work here with you anymore. I don't want you here. Just cause. But that's what I would say to him. He's so smug, too. We interviewed him one time on the Ace and TJ show, and he was just a dud. Absolute dud. So, we still got to put up with him for a while, though, before his contract runs out. But they should make him take all of his vacation on one clump. Shorten our sentence with him. All right, TJ on the news coming up next.
More of the TJ Ritchie Show.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRitchie.com, and that will get you there.
Live from the big city of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's TJ on the news.
News Talk 1110 WBT. This is the greatest radio show that has ever been on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. I'm not saying that. Everybody else is saying it. That's all. It's live from the TJ Ritchie Studios, WBT. All right, Lonnie is here. Lonnie Ray is here. Isaac is here. So, without further ado, lead story.
What you gonna do with all that breasts inside that shirt?
I'm gonna make you work, make
all right.
You work, work, make you.
You know,
work.
A lot of ladies making a lot of money on the internet selling their milk. There's a big article in the New York Post about how much money they're making. They're selling it to mainly bodybuilders. Bodybuilders are buying breast milk online. They also say that they're selling it for babies that need it, but it's mainly bodybuilders. I guess, you know, there's something about the protein in it and the enzymes and stuff like that that bodybuilders feel is giving them an edge, and they're paying a lot. As much as $2 an ounce, I think.
Wow.
So a couple of these women that they interviewed, you know, saying they're making like $400,000 as a side gig of selling breast milk.
What?
Mm-hmm. Like here's one that says, I'm a male looking for a regular fresh supply of breast milk. Because it has vitamins A, B6, B12, and D, as well as calcium, copper, folate, iron, and zinc.
And get you and some vitamins.
It's in high demand among gym rats and health nuts. Whoa.
So we're not on muscle no more. We're on
breast milk. Yeah, breast milk is the natural muscle milk.
Can you imagine what the bottle will look like?
I'm worried about the dispenser.
Oh, right.
With that. But they just put it in these bags. They pump it and put it in these, airtight bags, sealed, and mail them off. All the little bags. It's crazy.
Man, in the back of a hot truck, a mail truck?
No, they got to put it in food delivered to you. You know, it's in ice and all that.
Yeah.
You know, like I always get those Omaha Steaks deliveries and stuff, and they always come packed in ice and they're frozen, so... They'll do that with breast milk, with some breast milk. Just saying, that's what's out there. Next story. All right, now I really want to see who's going to get how that song ties in with this story. A 61-year-old guy on Long Island was critically injured after he walked into a hospital's MRI room with a giant chain necklace on. His wife or another family member was getting an MRI, and he heard them screaming. They warned not to go in there where that machine is because it's just a giant magnet, and the magnet sucked that chain he had around his neck and sucked him into the machine, and he's still in the hospital. That's terrible. But how big must that chain have been, and how does that song relate to the story? Anybody?
So my wife was telling me about this earlier this morning, and I'm thinking in my head, like, what's the magnet? Like, how big the magnet it is. So, like, did chop huge. Almost chop his head off?
Yeah, it was bad. Wow. It was bad. He's in critical condition. Just sucked him across the room. Have y'all ever had an MRI? Y'all too young for that.
Yeah, I've had one.
Yeah. Isn't it pleasant?
It's
that's the sound you hear while you're in it.
Man, I just told him, let me just put me to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Now, you said, but you don't know what the song has to do with it?
No.
Opposites attract.
Oh, there's a magnet, right?
Yeah.
There we go.
See?
There
you See? Go. Tell me I'm not as smart as Brett Winterbull. Just in a different way. All right, next story. I would not lend a hand. I've seen your face. Let's just listen to this for a minute. My friend, this is a drum beat. But I don't know if you know who I am. Well, I was there and I saw what you did. It's a rock version of the song. I don't think y'all are ready. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. All right. Okay, but you got to think back to the first part of what he was singing, because somebody in Fresno, California called and said that there was a person trapped in a canal. Yeah, he said, if I saw you drowning. Okay. But it turned out just to be... a big blow-up doll that perverts use. So they had all of their emergency personnel out there, and they're freaking out, trying to get people in the water to save this person, and they're watching this body just wash down the canal with the current. And when they got right over the body and they were about to jump down and save her, they looked and saw that it was a doll.
A doll?
Mm-hmm. A pervert doll.
A pervert doll.
Now, who would waste a perfectly good pervert doll throwing it into the canal?
Dude, I know I wouldn't.
How realistic is this pervert doll?
It shouldn't have fooled them. Let me put it that way. It's not like those big, expensive, what they're called, real dolls now. Oh. And I'm going to get into that later on in the show, because there's a problem, you know, creeping into our society. And we'll talk about all of that. But this was one of the old school looking ones. And it's California. I mean, what are those They're all weird. All right. Finally. It's a teenage girl in Florida who was attacked by an alligator. She was in a creek about waist deep and got attacked. And this is her telling the story about what happened. This was what she said on news.
And I didn't know what it was at first, so I just turned my body around and started punching it in the head. It had like let go and then grabbed again and then dragged me underneath the water and then shook me around. My friend, he came up to me and I was like, is my leg still there? And he was like, yes, Evan, you're fine, it's not that bad. We have to get up. He's like coming up from behind you. So he had to pick up me and my other friend because my other friend was freaking out and run up the bank into like, because it's higher than the rest and the gator couldn't really climb up, so he had to pick both of us up at the same time and run up there.
She's 15. She said her instincts kicked in and she started punching it and got away from it. And she just nonchalantly mentions that her friend, who's a boy, he was a hero in the deal too. None of the news stories that I saw about this are mentioning him. He picks her and her friend up and carries them up a steep bank that's steep enough the alligator can't get up there. I mean, these Florida kids are resilient, aren't they?
Man, it's different down in that water, man.
First of all, who is brave enough to go into a natural body of water, a creek, in Florida? And, you know, I grew up in an alligator state as well, in Louisiana. I didn't go out and get in the middle of a creek. It was just an old creek at waist high. I wouldn't...
Man,
I could go get in one right now, and if an alligator attacked me, I wouldn't be able to do what this 15-year-old girl did. I would just have to hope that, you know, my bodily functions that I couldn't control anymore would get the alligator to run away.
You seen gators in real life?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, see, we're from North Carolina. We only thing we've even seen is the zoo.
Yeah. I saw Animal Planet one time.
Yeah, Shark Week.
Oh like yeah. Yeah. Well, then. Just know if you ever see one, you got to zag when you're running away from it because they're fast on the ground. But if you zigzag, you'll have a shot. All right. So that is TJ on the news.
The TJ Ritchie Show. Late, live, and local. It's the TJ Ritchie Show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
Phone number is 704-570-1110. It's also the number to the WBT text line driven by Liberty Buick GMC. I'm loving that thing, man. People just throwing thoughts up in here. I likes it. All right. We have a major problem in our society. I know we have a bunch, but this is one that is a problem now and going to get worse. And that is AI. Now, I know that AI is technology and it's going to be used for so many things that are going to be beneficial to us. But there are AI programs now that have replaced humans when it comes to personal relationships with others. Now, Elon Musk has one. It's an AI chatbot called Grok, G-R-O-K. And there are a bunch of other companies that have these things. And what's happening is that they're creating these companions. So people are treating these computer programs as if they're human, even to the point of falling in love with them and having AI chatbot girlfriends and boyfriends. And I'm not joking. This is serious. So when we already face a problem in society with people being too withdrawn, human contact, and associating with others in person, because that's been you know, the trend for a long time. You know, you'll hear parents go, I can't get my son. All he does is play video games. Or my daughter is just constantly on her phone and she's talking on Instagram and on TikTok. And that's all she does, just sitting. And, you know, after a while, you can't joke about it as just being the thing that teenagers are into, because it does create these barriers between a generation of American citizens and other humans. That's what this whole thing I was talking about the other night, about my daughter making a video on TikTok that went super viral or mega viral, whatever they call it. And they were, you know, playing her video on all these national news broadcasts and stuff. It was about the Gen Z stare, where young people, when you meet them in public and you ask them questions, they just stare at you because they don't know how to respond, because they haven't honed their social skills enough. Well, now, and this is especially troublesome with boys and young men. Now, when you're creating computer programs that act like companions, you're making it even worse. And, you know, we have to have human contact to continue civilization. And this AI companion, chatbot companion, all that's just one aspect of it. Technology has advanced so much in the area of sexuality. Let me put it that way. That a minute ago on TJ on the news, we were talking about the blow-up doll that caused the town to think that somebody was running in the canal, but it was just a blow-up doll. Well, they have dolls now. The main brand of these are called Real Dolls, and they're as lifelike and realistic as you can get. And they're about, I think, $2,000 for a basic model of one of these. But you can get it especially made to your needs or what you like, your specs. You have your own personal specs on it. And it, you know, they say that it when you touch it, it feels as human-like as anything can. And, you know, I don't have to explain what they're doing with the doll. There have been stories from other countries where men are marrying these dolls and all. And of course, it's in the weird stories of the New York Post and things like that. But it is a serious issue, because the more and more we make it enjoyable for people not to have contact with other humans, the worse it's going to be. And, you know, advancing civilization is going to get harder and harder. So now they have these dolls that look and feel as realistic as anything can, that's not an actual human. And they can program them with AI to have personalities. And you get someone who's withdrawn anyway because they don't feel like they're cool enough or good looking enough, or people have, you know, they're scared that people will make fun of them and all of that stuff. They get one of these dolls and program it to do nothing but tell them how great they are and how handsome they are and how cool they are and all this. Done. Why would they go out and try to meet a real person that might criticize them in some way or another? This is a fantasy relationship, because it's everything they could imagine. And then these people who actually do fall in love with these AI chatbots need help. They need to be put in society and taught how to interact with people. And a lot of this comes from broken homes. You know, you don't have It's kind of like when you see kids who join a gang at a young age. It's because there's no dad in the home and the mom works all the time and is not there to look after them, or the mom's not, you know, acting like she should and she's not paying attention. So they go into these gangs because they feel like they have a sense of belonging and a sense of purpose. It's the same way with if you have a kid that's raised by a single mom, the dad's not in the picture and the mom's busy working and doing what she does and all of that. And then he is just left in his room all the time. And then he finds out that this kind of stuff is available, then he'll never want to go and meet somebody and get married and have kids and all of that. So it's just going to lead to more and more withdrawal from people who need to be in society, participating. So in the time being, I think while they are still hooked on these chatbots and everything, we need to figure out a way to program them to put conservative propaganda in them. So at least when they do decide they're going to come out and be part of society, they'll already have conservative principles in their minds. And they'll be that much farther ahead. You see what I'm saying? Obviously that makes sense. Okay. Get your kids out of their rooms. Get your grandbabies out of their rooms. Tell them to learn how to talk to people, because you don't want any chatbot grandbabies. That's going to be next. I'm coming up.
It's TJ Ritchie.
Hey, it's TJ, and everybody in the country is talking about my new political talk show on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT, and they want more. How can I get more, more, more? Well, you can get the podcast every episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just get signed up for it there. It's easy. Just go to TJRitchie.com, and that will get you there.
Bringing the heat. Whatever that means. This is the TJ Ritchie Show. On News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT.
It's a Friday night. TGI Friday. let's see. What are we doing? Oh, Isaac, were you able to get that little clip in time?
Yep.
We were going to play. All right, so the cheerleader for jihad and Mr. Communist Rohan Mamdani, who will probably be the next mayor of New York, was on some sort of a podcast, and he said something very telling. And well, he says stuff very telling about who he is and what he's about every time he speaks. It's just that who's going to pay attention to it and accept it? So this was him talking about how he always had a safety net his entire life.
I worked until January, and then I took time away from my job. And one of the major reasons I could do so was because I knew that if I ran out of my savings, my family would be able to support me.
Yeah. So he wants to spend taxpayer money the way he spends his mama and daddy's money. See, he doesn't know what it's like to work and have a whole budget or any of that kind of stuff. None of these communists do. Look at Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is a millionaire. He's always trying to act like he's one of the downtrodden, like he understands your plight. Sandy Cortez, a.k.a. AOC, she was raised rich in the suburbs, acts like, you know, she can identify with people who are trying to make ends meet. They're just such phonies and liars. Oh. Now, those are the professional ones, you know, the ones that, you know, fall in line and vote for them are you know, they're the blinded ones. You know, they're blind, naive, gullible, all of it. I don't know if I sent it today with all of my notes for audio clips and everything. I don't see it on the list, so I must have forgotten to send it. But I saw a woman on the social media, and she was giving an update about her divorce. And the reason she decided that she was leaving her husband is because he, as she described him, he is MAGA and she's not. And she said, you know, and I don't consider myself to be a radical liberal or anything. I'm more center left, which I don't know if she really believed that or she was just lying, because there's no way she's just center left. And even at that, you know, but she left her husband. She said, I thought his would die down a little bit, you know, during the election, or thought he would come to his senses, but he didn't. And I was at my wit's end. I didn't know how I could stay with someone who refused to listen to reason and change his mind about what he was believing and how wrong it was in this sense. Yeah. So basically they were opposite ends of the political spectrum when it came to how they looked at the world. And most people, I think, would believe that I would say she's crazy. She breaks up her marriage for that. And that just shows how crazy she is and this, that, and the other. But if they have kids, I do think that they should have tried to come to common ground or whatever in some way or another for the kids, to be happy for the kids. But get it. I don't know how people marry somebody that has completely different principles than they do. And it's not just political opinions. It's that guides your life. I'm not a conservative because of my political opinions. I'm conservative because of my principles by which I live. And there is no way I could be married to somebody who believed differently than I do, because that would mean they have different principles. You see what I mean? So if that were the case, unless he just changed into being a conservative, or she just changed into being a liberal, they shouldn't have gotten married in the first place. I do not believe in interpolitical marriage. I don't know how you do it. There's a couple that we're friends with. I love them dearly. My wife and I have been friends of theirs for years. She is an admitted, self-avowed liberal. Full-fledged liberal. She's from Northern California. He is from that same area, husband, but he is not a liberal. And he says he's not a liberal. But there is no way that they could be married and happy if he didn't have a lot of the same principles and beliefs that she does. It just wouldn't work. Now, he's not as liberal as she is. I can admit that. But he's got to be along the same lines, or they wouldn't work. I have another friend. He lives in New York. His wife is a screaming, proud liberal. He will say, all right, I know I'm a liberal to you, but I'm really not, because I see this, this, and this, and this. But it all comes down to me on election day. You know, that's like every time there's this guy, he's a radio guy, and his name is Charlemagne the God is what he calls himself. And he's, you know, he's always saying things from time to time, and Republicans will just glom onto it and go, look, look, even Charlemagne the God says this, this, and this, because he's, I mean, he's full on Democrat liberal acting, you know. So anytime he said not liberal, Republicans just want to hold him up on their shoulders and go, look, look, he even said, hey, we're changing minds. We're da 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 da. But when it comes to voting, is he ever not going to vote for the Democrat? No. And I really don't care what celebrity liberals say if they say something conservative. Who cares? Where they been, you know? Doesn't matter. They're not living it. So if you're not living your principles, or you're not so set into your principles that it becomes who you are, then just talking. We're just having a conversation. And I'm not believing most of what you think you are. You know? So, I don't know how this woman and guy in the beginning got married. They shouldn't have. So now what do they got? A broken home. And they're going to end up hating each other. Okay. Ooh, we're coming up on the last segment of the night, of the week. Wow. I guess we'll have to do that in a minute.
The DJ Richie Show. He's radio royalty in the Carolinas and Queen Charlotte's sweetest prince. It's TJ Richie on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WPT.
So there were protests all over the place today. It was called Good Trouble Lives On protests, and demonstrators all over the country. And I happened to see this article with a bunch of pictures and videos and stuff of the one that happened in Asheville, the conservative mecca of Asheville.
Real stronghold.
Yeah. I mean, that whole place is red on the map, isn't it? So I made an observation here watching the story on the news, listening to the people that they interviewed, and somebody said, we're facing a 1940 hostile takeover, and we've got to show up for these things. They've got to grow, and they've got to grow faster, and we're going to lose the country, or we're going to lose the country. So it was just some of the same, you know, same old crazy, delusional thoughts from these people. But they were peaceful. They didn't cause any trouble. I don't think there were any violent scenes or anything in Asheville. And it may be because they're, you know, they're not into violence and all of that, or it could be because they are way, way too old to cause any violence or trouble. Because it looked like everybody there was an old 60s hippie. I mean, this was an old crowd. So I'm picturing them with their last hoorah going, oh, we got to do it like we did at Woodstock. And we've got to protest. And we gotta, you know, these overaged hippies. And they're, you know, they look, yeah, I don't, even though I'm on radio and I'm telling you this about them, you know exactly what they look like without having seen any pictures or anything. You know what they look like. And you also know that not a single one of these women even knows what Revlon is or Clinique or MAC or Maybelline. You know, maybe it's Maybelline. They're singing, hell no, we ain't got no Maybelline. I always wonder that, though. Why are liberal women, especially the old liberal women, why are they so against makeup? I usually know everything there is to know about liberals, but I don't know why they have such a hate for makeup. And I get it. They'd probably say, you know, animal testing and all of that stuff. Well, they don't do that anymore. You know what I really think it is? I think it's because they know that it wouldn't help them to be, you know, what they think society wants to see them as, pretty. So they just don't even try. And they say, well, I don't know whether I'm pretty by the standards of America or not, because I don't try. So they don't have to say, yeah, I tried to put on makeup and look my best, and I still don't feel like I'm pretty. It's kind of like I never played golf, because I know you have to suck at golf before you get good at it. So I can say, I don't know whether I'm good at golf or not. I've never really played. True story. If I can't excel at something, usually I won't even try it. Which psychiatrists will tell you that that's the most pretty way to be. And that's a true story. And one more thing. There was there's a woman. She's a Mexican national, and she, according to the federal authorities, she faked an ICE kidnapping. They said that she was snatched by masked ICE agents in the parking lot of the Jack in the Box where she works in South Los Angeles. And then they showed pictures of her that were supposed to look like mugshots, but the federal authority looked at them and said, these are the mugshots because she's wearing a necklace. We don't allow that. Our agents didn't take her. And so they did some digging, because they were like, hey, did somebody take her posing as an ICE agent, and they kidnapped her? And then once they found out, they're pretty sure, you know, according to them, that she was just trying to raise GoFundMe money, looking for about $4,500. But GoFundMe said that they raised $80 and she wouldn't have access to any of it, because they don't. So they don't play that. And there's a video where she supposedly was kidnapped in the parking lot that shows her nonchalantly walking away from her car and getting into a sedan while she's texting some. So that was the video that they saw, that they were like, wait a minute, this doesn't look right. They filed missing person reports and everything with the Los Angeles Police Department. And she's detained now by federal officers, federal agents. I mean, you really think you're going to be able to pull a scam like that on the federal government with all of the tools and everything that they have to be able to track your activity? But again, they found out all of this stuff because they were trying to figure out who had kidnapped her. They were like, we know we didn't take her. And so they were looking for her to save her. Come to find out, oh, wait a minute, she doesn't need to be saved. And they said, I think they said her daughter was in on it, and there was somebody claiming to be her attorney that was part of it. I mean, just ridiculous. Something that I definitely would never do. because I know nobody would try to pay the ransom. You know, they'd say, "Well, my wife would go, I don't even know how to set a GoFundMe, so I guess he's out of luck." She'd be on the news. You know how most of the time they'll say, "Whoever took him, please just return him safely. We just want him back. We just want him back." My wife would be on the news going, "Hey, if you're watching, Richie, if you're watching, I don't know what to tell you. Figure it out.
He had a good run.
So you need to figure it out. Take care of your business. You'll get back if you want to badly enough. You'll find a way." That's my loving wife. Okay, that's it for the week. So much for being one of the 11 listeners. And I guess I'll talk to you Monday. The great one, Mark Levin's up next. God loves you and ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, it's TJ, and you may have heard I have a little talk show now. It's from 7 to 9 every weeknight on News Talk 1110 and 99.3 WBT. And you can also watch it on YouTube. That's right, my beautiful face on YouTube. Go get signed up for the TJ Richie Show on YouTube. You can do that at TJRichie.com.